Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 286. We use highly technical terms, like swirly thing.
Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I'm Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And welcome to yet another episode of our lovely weekly podcast. Panda, did you have a good week?
Yeah.
Yeah? Really?
Yeah.
Really? Awesome?
Yeah.
Awesome?
No.
Oh.
Just awesome.
No possum. Possum.
I did see a dead badger on the street last night when I was driving around.
Honey badger don't care.
No, this wasn't a honey badger because it died.
Oh.
This was a dead badger.
Oh.
Honey badgers don't die. They're like Chuck Norris.
Nothing is like Chuck Norris.
Honey badgers were made in Chuck Norris's name.
No.
That's why they don't give a fuck.
No. Did you hear about somebody that was having a voting contest and the number one name for the bridge that they were building
was Chuck Norris?
And then somebody wrote, you can't name the bridge
because
Chuck
no
Norris.
One crosses
because
Chuck.
Nobody Chuck crosses Chuck Norris and lives. And I was like, That is brilliant. Internets, I salute you.
Yep.
You know what else I salute?
Us?
Well, no. I mean, that would just be
the
like...
The flag?
Well, yeah, I do salute the flag, typically.
Do you salute your shorts?
Oh, no, I don't. That was after me.
I did.
Yeah, well, what I salute is having great game and nerd stuff to talk about, which we are chock full of this week. We got nerdy stuff to talk about.
Okay.
Like, so much nerd. But I have to start off with a sad thing.
I don't want to talk about sad things.
We have to talk about sad things. It's our job when it's game and nerd related.
I reject this reality and substitute my own.
You can't.
Yes,
I'm sorry. It doesn't work like that.
Yes, it does.
You are not Jamie Hyneman. I know you want to be. But you don't have the stash, Pandalicious. You don't have the stash.
I don't have the stish.
You don't. But what we do have to talk about, which is, again, gives me the sad, is some news from the Sega camp this week.
Ooh!
I take it that you actually didn't read any of the news.
No, I heard about it, but...
Really? You heard about it? When did you hear about it? When I was talking about it?
Yeah.
What? I can't be your soul...
You are my main source of information.
That's too much responsibility.
You're my faucet to knowledge.
I cannot be your faucet
to knowledge. You are the pipe and the faucet to my knowledge.
For my spigot does not always runneth open.
Yeah, I know, but then on the off chances that you don't know something, I do.
True. All right, anyway, Camp Sega News. Sega had their earnings report.
Ooh. Report card came in, fella.
Yeah. They did not,
pass. You shall not pass!
It's not that they didn't pass, but they, sales were way off from what they projected. And they
were they way, way down or only way down?
They were 47 mil short.
Woo!
Yeah, that's pretty much the face that they made. So much so that they are going to restructure.
Layoffs!
Yeah. So here's where...
Are they firing Sonic?
No. Sonic, Total War, and the Football Manager franchises actually performed well for them in 2011. But some of the other platforms did not. So it looks like they will continue to focus on those franchises and develop those franchises, as well as develop some new... spin-off IPs from the Yakuza franchise, because that performed pretty well and strongly for them. But what it looks like is that some of the more off-the-beaten-path and the non-strong franchises are going to get canceled. They're having board meetings to decide who is going to get the axe.
You all the weakest link. Goodbye.
But there are going to be layoffs for sure. They're going to be you know, people that lose their jobs in this restructure. Restructures always panic people because it means that a shit ton of people are about to not work, which within our industry is always sad to hear because a lot of times a lot of the people that end up getting the axe first, at least from game journalist perspectives, they're the people that we know. They're the ones that we talk to all the time. You know, it's always the PR agency first, then it's the actual developers, developer houses. They either get pushed onto new projects or they just get let go. And then it's, you know, the actual entire, you know, departments and things like that. So what makes me nervous is that Platinum Games very well could have the project that they're working on get shelved. Now, I loved Bayonetta, and it would
make me... Oh, God, they were greenlighting Bayonetta 2! They were working on Bayonetta 2! We're not gonna get Bayonetta 2! Fuck!
Yeah, that's what I expected to get out of you, like, 2 minutes ago when I started saying, hey, did you hear me say Sonic and Total War and Yakuza? Did you hear me say Bayonetta in that list?
No.
Yeah. And they've also been working on, you know, Anarchy Rises, I think. Or,
Anarchy!
Something like that. Because I remember I started following...
Now I has a sad...
Serious. You know, I like the off-the-wall stuff that Platinum does. And to not have it really makes me worried. Or the fact that some of those things, like Platinum game stuff, just may not come to America. May not be localized for U.S. And so they may only distribute those types of things only just in Japan. And so I would hate for Bayonetta 2 to be an import game only. Because I really enjoyed Bayonetta.
Me too.
I was like, oh, I love it. Pleasure Pony. Mmm. Come on, you know that you love torturing those bitches on that pony. Don't lie.
I don't know what you're talking
about. Don't lie. I see your face every time you do it. I saw your face when you showed it off to Eshmom. Yeah, you made that face. You made that shit-eating grin face. So don't sit there and judge me. You're the one that showed me that thing first.
I'm not judging you.
You are judging me. No. You judged me a little bit.
I didn't judge you a little.
Yes, you did. Don't lie.
No, I didn't do that.
It's the weekend. It's the weekend. So yeah, so I'm hoping that most of our friends survive the restructure. I'm hoping that the Sega that I know and love today survives the restructure.
They should make, developing games and being a house and stuff, like houses of developers and stuff, should go through the Hunger Games. That's what they should do.
No.
They should send two people into, like, these massive woods and make them fight it out.
And whoever comes out of the woods survives. And like, oh, you get to keep your job.
Yep.
And the other person lost their job because they died. That's a little too extreme. I don't think legally you can get away with that. Because you got to remember, The Hunger Games, a book, fiction, not so much reality.
Books should become reality.
No, sometimes. No, no. Not all books should become reality. Do you want to live in Twilight? I don't think you do.
That's why I don't.
You can't pick and choose which books become reality. They either all become reality because all books are created equal, or none of them. So, pick and choose.
But some of them were based on actual events, so... What about those books? What about autobiographical books?
Some of them are based on true events. That doesn't mean that they are actual true depictions, okay? Even biographies are flavored and slightly biased, Pandalicious. Especially autobiographies that have ghostwriters.
I don't read them, I'm just saying.
Okay, so no. All books should not become reality, because that means you would have as equal a chance of living and going to Hogwarts as you would having to attend Edward and Bella's wedding. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Deal with that.
And then have to deal with Jacob trying to hump their baby for the rest of eternity.
Spoiler.
And I only read that
Busted! Busted!
Read that you on Wikipedia. Mm-hmm. Read it on Wikipedia.
Sure.
Read the book.
Sure. Whatever. Busted. I know you watched the movie.
I did not watch the last two movies. I didn't watch Eclipse or Breaking Dawn. I did watch Twilight and New Moon. I did. They were free.
Yeah.
On
demand. Go ahead. Yep, yep. They were free. They just happened to be on.
No, I was like, no, hey. I searched for New Moon.
Well, at least you own that.
I have to.
I appreciate that about you.
But what I have not. I refuse to watch Eclipse and Breaking Dawn because Aunt Esh, yes. Auntie Esh,
yes.
was talking about it. And she's like, I thought it was so good. And I'm like, get me out of your car. Get me. I don't want to have this conversation. Get me out of this car. She knows I'm a nerd, but she doesn't realize exactly what kind of nerd I am.
I will say only this about Breaking Dawn Part 1. And you can interpret it however you like. The shots on the island were really pretty. And they did a stopover in Rio for like half a minute. And it was during Carnival. So, you know, I love anytime they show anything going off in Rio. Because, like, the Portuguese media is like, hey, party, what's going on? So, you know, there's that. That's a positive thing that's going on. And the island that they went to is absolutely gorgeous.
See, that's the only thing about vampires. If they moved like that, like, from tree to tree and really, really fast and stuff, I'd be like, let's just visit the world in, like, 4 hours. Because we could totally do that with your power.
Yeah.
But let's stay out of the sun because then you'll twinkle like diamonds and then I'm going to want to hawk you for money.
Yeah, that's
and then our relationship's over because right. you're going to be dead.
Because you're going to be in a pawn shop.
Right. No, you're going to be dead.
So after the sadness of what's going on with Sega, and we'll keep a close eye on how it develops because...
Sega watch!
Frankly, I have a vested interest. I want Bayonetta 2.
Sega!
I'm not so much happy with what they've been doing with Sonic of late.
Oh god, Sonic Generations!
Don't barf on me, dude.
Man.
Don't barf, dude. Don't blow chunk, dude.
Don't barf on me, bro.
Don't blow chunk, bro. Don't
and,
barf.
And that's the sad thing. I love Sonic, but once he went 3D, I was like, no. No, 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 no. And then the Where Sonic? No, 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 no. Let's go back to Jaleel White 1, Jaleel White 2, and the Sega games. That's the Sonic that I know and love, and that's the only Sonic that I will ever recognize besides
Jaleel
the Burger Jaleel
White 1, Jaleel White 2.
Because he was part of the Mindless cartoon series, but then when they gave it the darker reboot, they brought him back for the voice. So Sonic 1, yep. Cartoon. Okay. Yeah. Sonic 2. Because yeah. I liked that they brought a darker edge to it to
right.
make it a little bit more realistic.
Right.
And then the games, which obviously Sonic didn't talk in the games, but Jaleel White gave him a voice. So okay. now whenever I play the games, I actually kind of feel like...
You're playing with Urkel?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who is now on Dancing with the Stars? Bad tangent. Back!
Good tangent. Running back around. Okay. So... Continuing on the nerd tip... As you may or may not know, there's a couple of functions that are happening at the end of the week here in the Bostonian area of...
B-Town, motherfuckers!
Or what she said.
B-Town! You didn't see that because we're not having
no,
a podcast.
No, but she totally just... I can't even... Nope.
What do they call that?
I don't even know what you just did.
Like, guys are all like, what? Like, it's not the chest pounds, but it's like they're going to. Like, it's the motion of that, whatever it is.
I don't know
what they need to come up with a name for it, and if they know it, someone tell me what it is, because I totally just did that.
I don't know what that is. But anyway, the events that are coming up. One is Anime Boston, which is our big anime convention. Anime, manga, all the beautiful stuff. The cosplayers come out, which is cool.
Essentially, Anime Boston was the nerd convention until PAX East.
It was like, the nerd convention in Boston.
Until.
And then there was PAX East.
And it was like, hey.
Which descended upon us and was like, no, 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 no. Nerds. Real
hey,
nerds. Come
hey,
here.
Hey, I'm the new girl in town. And everyone was like, new girl in town.
Like, hey.
Literally. Hey, what's up? Are
hey,
you
girl,
on
hey.
Twitter? You on Twitter?
Can I get your Facebooks?
I'm stalking you on Twitter right now.
Seriously, no, can I get your Facebooks?
Want to be in your default picture.
Can I get you in my circle? I want a Google Plus.
That's you. Oh, that's bad.
That was actually dirty, and I just made... I'm sorry. I apologize for that.
I'm
that was not
pin
necessary.
You in Pinterest.
Pin it. I want to put you on my pin board.
Oh!
I want to collaborate with you on it.
Whoa.
Dirty social media
whoa,
references.
Whoa.
DirtySocial.com. Anyway, no, I'm just playing. I don't even know if that exists. I'm not even sure.
You should own it.
But what I did find, though, if you want to talk about Dirty Social, I was just bouncing around. And you know me, I was...
You were just bouncing around?
I was bouncing around the internet. I do that sometimes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, because I was doing another playthrough of the Mass Effect. Do you know that somebody that has gathered on a Tumblr page nothing but Mass Effect 3 porn? It's very disturbing. Don't go. But it's there.
I have Res 5 porn.
Yeah, but seriously... There are a lot of people that have put a lot of thought into exactly how Fen Shep and a Turian could get down. That's not what you thought.
So it's not multiple penises?
But there's some people out there that have some freaky fucking minds, by the way. Moving on back to NerdCon. See, that's the worst tangent ever. NerdCon. Anime Boston. Going down this week, the 6th through the 8th. Cosplay. Anime. Manga, Artist Alley,
Pocky,
Masquerade, holy shit, voice actors.
You weren't even gone, dude.
No, because the year I was supposed to go, what happened?
We didn't go.
Yeah, we didn't go.
Yeah,
because somebody decided they didn't want to go.
I know.
Yeah, so.
I have a philosophy. Well, actually, you would actually break my philosophy, so I shouldn't even talk about it.
Oh my god. Let's not even go there. I was so excited, too. I bought a cosplay costume. And I had it fixed so it fit me.
You can go, bitch. You can go without me.
I'm not going without you. You are my Sherpa in the land of anime.
Even though you were the first one to watch anime out of the
two. Oh, we watched it at the same time.
No.
Yeah, we did. We started watching He-Man at the same time. You just don't remember it because you were like this big.
There we go. So it stuck in your mind first. I didn't get
it. So you were there. You were present. Weren't absorbing. Not my problem.
I didn't absorb until Sailor Moon. Dragon Ball.
Bullshit. Actually. Voltron.
I didn't know it was anime at the time.
Silverhawks. GoBots.
Oh God, GoBots.
Yeah, GoBots. Oh, guess what? Fucking anime. So let's not even go there, shall we?
Go.
Let us move on. Nerd tangent! NerdCon! Anime Boston! Going down. Just so happens to be going down same week as
PAX East!
Which is at making its third triumphant return to Boston.
I'm sorry, I feel like it's PAX East's way of saying this is my dick and how big it is. Dick.
Well, first of all, let's talk
about this. Or if PAX East and Anime Boston were women, but look at my big titties.
First of all, if we're going to go to like that, I would say that technically Anime Boston would have the bigger titties because everybody knows that you get some really, really big titty chicks in your anime and your manga more so than you get in video games. Like, that's become more prevalent from your more Eastern developed titles in video games. I mean... For instance,
I'm not Chloe even actually was talking about big titties. No,
but I'm just saying, if we're going to use your analogy of, you know, Anime Boston and PAX East are two, you know, well-endowed chicks, I would feel like, in order to stay true to their respective genres, Anime Boston would have to have the bigger, like, more unbelievable boobs, but PAX East would have the more unbelievable costume holding the ridiculously sized boobs than Anime Boston. And while the Anime Boston chick would have, like, an amazing special sacred sword, PAX East would have basically Bayonetta. Like, PAX East would basically be Bayonetta, and Anime Boston would be Sailor Moon.
No!
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Sailor Moon didn't have big titties.
This is what I'm saying.
But you're saying Anime Boston had bigger tits, so yeah, you need to find an anime character that actually has huge titties.
Alright.
For that comparison, because Bayonetta actually had a decent big rack.
Yeah. So let's go with, see, oh, it has to also be a magical girl. So, maybe,
anyone from Queensblade.
Well, yeah, I guess you could go there, but you would have a little more class, so maybe...
It could be the priestess lady from Queensblade, because she didn't get naked until her special maneuver thing.
Well, I was thinking more, Ayaka from Tenchi Muyo. Even though she always wore the Shrine Maiden thing, she had, like, a rack.
You're going iconic anime. You're going classic anime, which I like. I appreciate that. So, okay.
But yes, still had
yes,
a rack.
Yes.
Magical girl from outer space. Purple hair. But Bayonetta would totally kick her ass.
Probably.
And put her on a pleasure pony.
Yes.
And do things to her. That she...
Done.
Probably.
Whatever. But regardless.
So we had, you know, as we talked about before, a time deciding which we were going to do. And ultimately where we ended up with was Nerd Spring Weekend, PAX East.
I knew.
Yep.
A while ago that yep. I wasn't going to go to Anime Boston.
And the reason why?
Go ahead. I was just about to say.
Go ahead. Say it. Say it. Go ahead.
Well, there are several different reasons.
Speak.
Will you let me speak?
No, I had caffeine. You got to work faster. Go. No. Say. Do. Woo!
Be quiet. Yeah.
Duck lips.
So I've got several personal reasons why Anime Boston was not prevalent in my list of things I definitely wanted to go to this year in terms of conventions and venues. That would solely be because, one, I feel like I've aged out in a lot of the animes that are being showcased now.
Have you outgrown the anime?
I am an otaku in the sense that I will always appeal to classic-style animes or animes that make reference and or callback to my nostalgia.
Yeah.
If it rings a nostalgia point in me, then I will invest in it. Otherwise, I'm not going to clamor to it.
Okay.
And there's a lot of new stuff out there, and I mean, some of it's really, really good, like Another.
Yeah.
And Inu at Boku. But they're few and far in between. There's a lot of shelf...
Future Diary.
We've got a lot of shovelware in anime right now. So a lot of it, I'm like, I can pass it by because I can look at a cover and have an idea.
Not so much Strike Witches.
Anyway. So that's one. Two... They already have made notice, the Anime Boston people, notice that their grouping, you know, their numbers, their participant numbers have significantly dropped since PAX East has come into town.
Well, it's not even just because PAX East has come into town, but frankly, it opens up another conversation where, you know, there are so few things that are getting distribution deals that
Well, that's
are
because
being...
people are pirating.
Oh, it's not just the pirating.
Pirating has something to do with some of it.
Absolutely, but it's not just the pirating. The amount of content that's being created, the amount of content that's being created that's getting licensed, those two numbers differ. Okay, the face of anime has changed over in Japan because a lot of content that before you could create and get away with, you now cannot do because laws over there change. You know, the whole thing where before you had all the relationships where obviously were underage people engaging in activities that frankly are adult in nature. You know, that has now been banned, both in the printed form as well as the visual form. Well, that knocks out a big chunk.
Bye-bye, fan service. Bye-bye, pedos.
Okay, but that knocks out a huge chunk of the anime block. And so now you've reduced the amount of content that's being created. Because frankly, a big chunk of what was being created and was popular, whether you like it or not or you have judgment or not, is the yaoi and the yuri stuff. And you can't do...
And the doshinjins.
Exactly. And you
doshinjis.
And you can't do a lot of those anymore. You can't get away with them anymore. So I think that that's a completely different thing. To say that the numbers dwindled just because of PAX East, I don't think it's fair. But ultimately, here's where I end up on the whole thing, is you if you're already experiencing lower numbers, which they were before PAX East came into town, because the events when PAX East first hit Boston were on two separate weekends, a week yep. apart. Okay, so you weren't trying to tap a similar audience for both events at the same time. The numbers for Anime Boston were still lower than previous years. And I think it's just because, just like you, a lot of people are aging out of it. You know, it was the thing that I did in high school. And it was the thing because, you know, we had a group of people that we got together and we enjoyed and we talked about it at lunch and da-da-da-da-da. And it was the thing that I did in college because I belonged to the group and we met and we shared it. And now, holy shit, I'm out in the world. I have a job. or I'm really busy with life and I just don't have the time to sit there and download a bunch of anime, find a bunch of anime. I can't find jack shit at Best Buy anymore because all they have is all the shit that I've watched before. They're not bringing anything new. I can't get a hold of it. So it's out the window and I've moved on to How I Met Your Mother and Big Bang Theory because I'm a grown-up nerd now. I think that that's where you're experiencing the downturn, I think, across the board for the anime conventions, and why you see an upturn in the attendance of video game conventions, because it takes a little bit longer to grow out of video game conventions. And frankly, the things that I'm looking forward to and doing and seeing at PAX East are not available to me at a convention like Anime
Boston. You just touched on something that I was going to get to.
Yeah, I touched it.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, sorry.
About trying to appeal to a similar audience. And before we had, PAX East over here, a majority of, because they do have an area for tabletop gaming and some forms of gaming tourneys at Anime Boston, or they have in the past few years.
Yep.
But now we have a convention that is geared and highlighted to appeal to that niche. So now instead of just going to a convention that had some things that I could do with another thing that I like, here is a purely based convention that is appealing to the bigger side of me. And
I think that, you know, ultimately you end up at a spot of, okay, Anime Boston, and go to the Masquerade.
Masquerade.
You know, there are the skits. I get to see the AMVs.
Yep.
I get to watch some new stuff. I get to go to Artist Alley and maybe find some really rare or really unique pieces of content, swag.
Well, I'm sure that's where their money is coming in, is
big
the
time.
Dealer's room.
Yep.
Because all that stuff that we don't get here, like in our Best Buys and stuff, you're going to find it in that dealer's room.
Absolutely.
That price is going to be jacked up, but I'm sure
but
a lot of people are going to open their checkbooks
for
that.
Then you've got the ability to appreciate, you know, your cosplay. Mm-hmm. Which, to be honest with you, I think that your anime conventions, at least for us here in the U.S., were the start of really good and great cosplay. But frankly, I think that some of your gamer conventions now have really taken that to another level. Last year, I saw some great Gears cosplay. I saw some really good Mass Effect cosplay. I saw some great Dungeons & Dragons cosplay.
I saw a really funny male Chun-Li last year.
Yeah, that was an interesting experience.
Thanks for not shaving your legs, bro.
I appreciate not running into Manfei. Okay? You know, but ultimately, you have the ability to purchase items, which there are some swag things that you can do at PAX East, but I think the conventions are different in that PAX East is really geared towards getting people together to actually participate across the board. Everyone can participate. You can come in and you can just sack out on the sumo bags with your DS and play with other people.
I know, I'm going to the the Street Pass event this year.
Yeah, you don't have to ever go to the Expo floor. If you're not there to buy t-shirts and games, and you can literally just go and play video games with a bunch of people.
I teabag your face.
All weekend.
I stay here, bag your face.
Stop it. I have the video in my head now. Thanks, Machinima. But with Anime Boston, it's still more of a voyeuristic experience. And I think it just, you know, caters to two different people, which is why I don't understand why Anime Boston, in their infinite wisdom, went, oh, well, we're going to have our event the same weekend as PAX East this
year. Because I feel like now we're in a weird Western. And we've got
we're in the good, bad, and the ugly.
We've got the Sheriff of Boston, Anime Boston. And we've got the Lone Rider, like the Traveler, who is all of a sudden thinking that he's going to settle. And the Sheriff's like, I don't know who you are, boy. And they're going to have their duke out. No, seriously,
yes, I can.
And like, High Noon is about to happen in a couple of days, and both events are going to go off head-to-head this weekend, and we're going to see who the victor is.
Well, frankly, I think what's going to happen is that Anime Boston's going to end up like Shane at the end of the movie, riding off in the sunset and on the horse, and everyone's like, he'll be back, nuh-uh, he's dead. He's slumped over because he's dead. He's dead on the horse. Shane is dead. He's not coming back.
Dead bro riding.
Maybe. And I mean, I've talked about this. I actually wrote a piece about this on our site several weeks ago about the Great Schism, about how this is really...
The schism!
The Great Schism of 2012, the Boston Schism, yes, because we're going to see a clear, and I do anticipate this to be clear, and I'm going to talk about that part now. So, I mean, yes, we've got two really big events, you know, a hometown advantage versus, you know, three-year, pretty still pretty new to the scene here in Boston.
Go. PAX East is a homie.
But I mean, they're still really new. Seriously. They haven't even hit five yet. They haven't hit five.
Doesn't matter. They're chilling out in the Back Bay.
But Anime Boston's been here for 9 years, nearly a decade now.
Yeah, and you know what? What have they done for me lately? All I'm saying.
You haven't gone.
No shit.
So I'm more educated on this.
Well, you're more educated on Anime Boston. All I'm saying is this: show me the Gamers Gone Wild equivalent of Anime Boston.
I was never invited.
They don't have one.
I've never been invited if they did. But anyway, so this is what I anticipate. Because Anime Boston, you know, when they found out that PAX East was on the same weekend.
Show me the Omegaton.
The big gamer battle. Oh, okay. Yeah, I get it. No. But they have hentai dubbing. That gets crazy. The hentai dubbing at night. Gets really well. Regardless.
Show me the Jonathan Colton.
Uncle Yo.
Show me the MCA Frontalot.
No, because see, some of the bands that played Anime Boston are now playing PAX East.
Show me the Mega 64.
If I'd sticked around long enough, it would have been Ash. But anyway, my point is... My point is that when it seemed like when Anime Boston had the news that PAX East was going to go off at the same weekend, at the exact same times, they thought, oh, let's be the bigger people here, because we don't want to divide our numbers, we want to grow them. So they're implementing shuttle systems to ferry you between the BCEC and the Heinz Convention Center. Now, mind you, they're both are located in the Back Bay, but they're on the opposite sides of the Back Bay.
Here's the problem that I have with your statement, is that the dates for PAX East were announced on the last day of PAX East last year, where the dates for Anime Boston had not yet been set. So
Anime Boston is making a stand.
But here's my problem. If your stand is to say, yeah, our audience is going to be bigger than your audience and we're not worried about you at all, then there's no reason to have shuttles back and forth. When you have shuttles back and forth, it's because you're going, holy shit, they might not come back. Let's make it easy for them to get back to us. Let's make it so that they don't have to pay to take a cab to get back to us.
I'm also sure that on the Anime Boston forums, a lot of people were voicing concerns because, I mean, I can tell you right now that I'm a part of several different groups on Facebook.
And Social butterfly, pandalicious.
I try. But I mean, a lot of them center around PAX East and Anime Boston. And, you know, a lot of people were out there like, oh, I want to get a room. Who's going down for this? And literally, I'd be in groups of, like, 50 people where someone's trying to find someone else to jump into a hotel room to, you know, reduce prices, because that's how you got to go for cheap. And literally everyone was like, oh, I'm going to Gen Con this year, or I'm going to PAX East. And so many of them turned out that way. And I'm sure those were popping up in their actual forums, and the convention, you know, operations were like, shit, we need to put something in place.
Yep.
Like you said.
And that tells me that they're concerned now. That it's gone from being the, no, we can hold our own, to, oh shit, we probably just made a huge mistake. How can we counteract that?
Yeah. Countermeasures.
Yeah, exactly. And frankly, that's not what the impression that you want to give me to make me fork over money to go. But ultimately, the stuff that I look for out of conventions, I know that I'm going to get that experience at PAX East. I've had it multiple times now. You know, the top five things that I'm looking forward to doing at PAX East this year. Number one, is actually taking part in some of the L4G stuff, the Looking for Gamer stuff. It's one of the things we've popped into the rooms before a little bit, but I really haven't actually taken the time to just pop in and just, you know, game with some people. And it's one of the things that
You're going to go topside? And by topside, I mean tabletop side?
No, not tabletop side.
Oh, okay.
I'm not there yet. You're not going to find me playing Munchkin.
Oh my god, Munchkin is so much fun! What are you talking about?
I've never played it. So this is not going to be
my first... I've only played like 6 or 7 games, yeah. But they were fun!
Yeah, this is not my Munchkin weekend experience weekend.
Oh my god,
okay, it's going to happen, but one of the things that I'm looking forward to is to, you know, jumping in. You know, one of my big complaints that I have on this podcast is that it's always difficult for me to find cool people to play some of the games that I enjoy playing multiplayer. So I'm going to jump into a couple of the L4G things.
What games?
I'm probably going to look for some of the fighters. I know there are going to be some people doing some of the Soul Calibur stuff. There's going to be some people doing some of the Mortal Kombat stuff in a couple different places. So I think I'm going to jump in for those. I'm probably going to scope out some people doing some Modern Warfare things. Because I know there are a couple of groups that are going to be doing that.
You really want to jump into that, Frank?
I don't want to jump into the competitive one. But I do want to jump into the people who are just like, dude, I want to play some multiplayer.
I'm just telling you.
I find that people trash talk a lot less because trash talk is not accepted.
Tell me how my nuts taste.
at PAX East. So I know that it'll be a safe experience for me because it's not tolerated at all in the L4G. It's all, you know, positive stuff or nothing. So I'm hoping that I can bounce into some people that can give me some tips.
I'm sorry you suck.
Stop it. That is not a positive way to say that. Stop it. I'm also looking forward to, you know, doing some things that are a little bit different. I'm going to spend a lot of time just kind of walking the floor and taking the experience in of what it's been like, you know, because I've been to every PAX East, right? From when we had the first one in the Heinz Convention Center where everything was kind of, you know, disparate. It was over here, it was over there. And
they
just
made the dimensions to go to the Heinz Convention Center.
You know? And then it grew. And then the next year it was just like, whoa, nope, too big, gotta move.
Yeah.
You know, and now that you have this, there are going to be so many more of the big developers that are going to be at the event this year. You know, so that's grown. Microsoft's going to have a bigger experience, you know, a bigger presence there. Warner's having a bigger presence there. Riot is going to be there. You know, so there's a lot more of the West Coast development houses that are going to be on the East Coast, which doesn't typically happen for us. So that's something that I really want to, you know, spend some time with. You know, 2K is going to be there with a big presence.
They've got two big.
Two booths. You know, EA.
Banging on a trash can.
You know, I'm looking forward to spending some time in the Indiecade, actually. There's some interesting things that are happening on mobile games as far as iOS and Android in the Indiecade. So I want to spend some time over there and talk to some of those people. So I'm looking forward to having a different PAX experience for me this year than typically what I've done, which is sought out, okay, who can we interview, who's going to be in the magazine, who's going to be on the podcast, who's going to be on the website. You know, this year I'm looking forward to, because it's so much bigger. You know, you've got Ubisoft that's going to be there, you've got the big guys that are going to be there, the Indiecade is getting more space, some more of your independent guys are going to be there. The panels this year look fantastic. You know, I'm looking forward to going to a couple of the artistry and story behind game panels that are going to be there and be able to actually listen to the developers and the artists talk about their passion for how, you know, these characters that I created an emotional attachment to are going to be there. So I'm looking forward to having a different PAX experience than the just, okay, I got my merch, check. I went down to the floor and I did something silly, check. I will not be getting the tattoo at the Ubisoft booth, because I've been told to not get the tattoo.
Maybe I'll get the tattoo.
You realize it's a real tattoo, right?
I already have one.
Yeah, I know, but let me take a step back here. So, just in case you haven't heard, Ubi is going to be showing off, and you're actually going to be able to get your hands on Far Cry 3 at PAX East this weekend. As their promo things going on in the booth, because they're going to be showing off some other things as well, but I'm like, Far Cry 3, oh my Jesus! They're bringing in, I think she's one of the tattoo artists from, like, NY Ink, to do tattoos on Friday. Tribal tattoos, like the tattoos that Vaz has in the game. You can get one for free if you got the balls to get the real tattoo, because she's going to be doing real tattoos. And I was told, under no circumstances, that I can't get
the tattoo.
Oh my god,
then I'll get the tattoo.
You can't get the tattoo. Mom, kick your ass.
No, she wouldn't. I already have one.
Yeah, but that one has meaning. This is just a tribal tattoo.
Maybe I'll get the tattoo.
Okay. And so I was told I couldn't get the tattoo. Saturday and Sunday, however, they're bringing in people to give people mohawks, like Voss's mohawk. So maybe I'll get the mohawk. I told I could get the mohawk. I
told See, I you get the mohawk, tattoo. I'll get the tattoo.
But I was like, I don't know if I can go to work on Monday with a mohawk.
You couldn't.
I might get fired.
You will get fired.
And I like that
I'm clairvoyant.
Like, I see a pink slip in your future.
I see a separation meeting.
But I thought that was a really interesting tactic. Like, most people, the sweat... Oh, and if you do have the balls to get the tattoo, they'll also give you a free t-shirt.
Let me stab you with this pen with ink in it.
I'm going to stab you with a needle repeatedly with ink and permanently mark your body. And if
but
you go
now you're
going to
get a free t-shirt with a sleeve that's going to go over where your tattoo is.
Oh, it's no,
gonna
it's a tank top.
I was about to say.
So you can show off your tat.
All right, I was about to say, because otherwise...
If you get the mohawk,
if you get a shirt...
Get a t-shirt.
And you get it on your arm.
Like, that's a little extreme to get a free t-shirt, dude.
Just a little. I'd rather get a tattoo than flash my tits.
Well, it depends. I mean, are there beads involved? Is it, like...
like, flash your tits for a free t-shirt. And then you get a t-shirt and it's one size too small so you can't even wear it. Fuck that shit.
No, it just makes your boobs tighter and sit up.
Anyway.
Alright, so anyway. Tangent. But I'm looking forward to having a different...
You're taking a laissez-faire kind of approach to.
I'm this year. I really plan on, you know, I'm lining up some interviews, but this year I really want to focus more on enjoying the experience of PAX and documenting that for those people who don't get to go because it's sold out. I think they have some Sunday passes left at this point, but the 3-day passes are gone.
Yep.
And the 2-day passes are gone.
Yep.
So it's just single-day passes that are available now. And I don't know that you can get, you know, a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday pass, single-day pass. I don't believe that those are available. So the fact that it's, you know, nearly sold out at the BCEC tells you a lot. Like, it tells me that Anime Boston was absolutely wrong for planning their event the same weekend.
Maybe you shouldn't have picked a fight.
Probably... Here's the thing.
If you're going to pick a fight, you should have had the Konami code ready.
Here's the thing. You really should have. Because you don't want to
pick... Or the Contra code.
Yeah. Yeah, the Contra code. I got you, nerd. I see that. You know, plus five for you. But seriously, you shouldn't pick a fight unless you know you can hold your own against that person. And if... You know, it's like one of those things... Like in anime, where someone was like, ugh, looks like I can take him... He's nothing. Like, you know what? Like in Dragon Ball, when everyone's like, I'm going to kick Goku's ass. Look at him. He's scrawny. And he's like, hold on. Let me take my weighted shoes and my weighted clothes off. And now let me actually function with my power. And then all of a sudden he goes, ping, 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 ping. And then, like, his hair turns, like, gold. And then his tail pops out. And you're like, oh,
what's
shit.
His power level?
It's over 9,000. And you're like, fuck me. See, you shouldn't pick a fight when you don't know somebody's abilities. And I feel like Anime Boston walked in and was like, dude.
But see, there are so many animes that are out there where you've had someone go against someone that they obviously should not have won. But then it's the power of will thing. So, I mean, I could see why Anime Boston might have taken a stance on this. Because if they're all true believers in anime philosophy, there comes a time where you can't run anymore.
Yeah, but here's ultimately where I end up, you know, and I'm going to go back to the Dragon Ball reference. Anime Boston is Vegeta. Powerful. Not really somebody that you want to fuck with, because they can knock you out.
But he fucked Bulma.
And made a pretty good, you know, pretty strong kid. But PAX East is totally Goku.
Yep, it's like, no, oh my god, better yet, Pokemon reference.
Okay, go ahead. You make the Pokemon reference, because that's your arena,
not mine. I'm totally going to.
Okay.
So, and I mean, technically PAX, you know, PAX Prime originated way before Anime Boston did. So you've got PAX as an entity, not necessarily just PAX Prime and PAX East, just PAX in general. PAX is Mew.
Mew or Mewtwo?
No, Mew, because okay. Anime Boston is Mewtwo. Made in the image of Mew... And is constantly struggling to find its identity and why it was made by from this. And we all remember Mew in the movie. I'm just going to float around, say Mew, and play on bubbles.
I like bubbles.
PAX is playing on a bubble. It's happy just in its existence. And Anime Boston's like, what does my existence mean? And it's totally like...
like a Final Fantasy thing where you've got Cloud, you got Cloud, and you got Seffy. You know, oh my God, what does my existence mean? I just want to understand why I don't feel. You've got the same. You do. I'm serious. Think about it. Think about it.
All right. So then let's do this.
I can't believe I made those references, but okay.
All right. So Pax is Scooby, and Anime Boston is Scrappy Doo.
Oh. Oh, dark times have befallen Anime Boston. That is sad. No. Oh, God. Better yet. Better yet.
Oh, God. It's better to crack yourself up. I say that, sis.
Anime Boston is Sora.
Oh, no.
From Kaleidostar. And oh. Pax is... What's her name? The blonde. God. What's her name? The Well, she wasn't really an antagonist, but she was kind of an antagonist in the first season of Cloud.
Layla?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yes. And together they do the legendary great maneuver and the angel maneuver, and everything is
great. And they turn into Comic-Con.
And they turn into... Yes. And they turn into Comic-Con. They digivolve into Comic-Con.
It's a combination and become
Comic-Con. Oh my God, they do the fusion dance and become Comic-Con. But I'm just saying, but you see?
Do you see?
Do you see?
Do you see?
That should be a meme. The things you have seen cannot be unseen.
But still. I think this might be the nerdiest episode of our podcast ever.
I think we're reaching that nerd peak.
I think we are. I think we're about to go over the precipice.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of things going on with these two shows going head to head in the same weekend, and I mean, a lot of it could be even deeper thinking.
Yeah. Here's what I really wish would happen.
That they'd have an orgy.
No.
Here's and the thing. We'd make it like a 6-day event.
Listen with your heart and hear with your mind. Ready?
Yep.
Most people don't know that there actually is a New England Comic-Con. But there is a New England Comic-Con. It is very sad. Very few people attend New England Comic-Con. But we have one. And I wish that the PAX people and the Anime Boston people would gather together...
Would they embrace the...
That they New would England embrace the New England Comic-Con people. And would all sit down at the table and go... Fellow nerds, let us
break bread together, my brothers.
Let us sit down and let us understand that we are all nerds. We are all geeks. We all love.
Let us dine on tacos.
Let's throw a bash. Let's throw it multi-day, multi-venue. We got the BCEC. Anime Boston's got the High Convention Center. New England Comic Con has, like, a van down by the river. Here's what we're gonna do.
Oh, that's so sad.
We're gonna have our, you know, stupendous event. Right now, I'm just gonna call it Awesome Con.
Because there is no name to describe all three.
I mean, we could call it Chuck Norris Con, but Chuck Norris might get a little upset.
No, because then Chuck Norris could do the keynote.
Chuck Norris
is the keynote.
To the fucking universe. But anyway, right now, Awesome Con. Okay? And you hop multi-venue for Awesome Con. Because what you're missing in the trifecta weekend of nerd is the comic stuff. You don't have the comic stuff.
We don't have
you have some graphic novel at Anime Boston, but you don't have the comic nerds. Right now, we don't have a reason to get Kevin Smith's ass up to Boston. We need a reason to get Kevin Smith's ass to Boston. So we have Awesome Con, which is comic con nerd a pax of anime-ish.
There is no word that describes all three.
No, we need
to get Kevin Smith to make a word.
I'm sure he can figure out something. Then you have the shuttles that go to each. So if there's a panel at one, you hop from one, you have the multi-pass badge, you go to
the I have the multi-pass.
Multi-pass. This is my multi-pass.
Oh my God, if anyone is listening to this, who can make this happen? Copyright, Electric Sisterhood, 2012, talk to me.
I'm just saying, AwesomeCon. And so
these are our ideas.
You can bounce from the venue to venue. So, you know, you have it all 3 days. So that way, as a person, I might want to spend day one at PAX East to do blah, 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 blah. I might hop the shuttle and go over to catch the blah, 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 blah.
Hey, I might want to go to my favorite panel and then come in time to go to the concert.
And then I might leave the concert to hit the masquerade. Because it's all the same con.
The masquerade.
All right, it's not a separate thing.
You made.
It is all inclusive. AwesomeCon is for all. I'm just throwing that out there. I mean, it's just an idea. I had it right now.
Awesome food, right? It'd have all things awesome.
Dude, did you see the Taco Truckeria area at PAX East? Did you ever eat there? You know, for everybody who complained about prices of food, by the way, at PAX East, that means that none of you guys walked past all the tabletop shit, okay, and the strategy game stuff to actually see the Comida Commissary area that literally they had a room full of nothing but taco truck type foods. They had the barbecue food, the pulled pork sandwich dude truck was awesome. Okay, and affordable. So that means you bitches just didn't head back there.
I didn't get any tacos.
Why didn't you go to the taco truck? The taco truck was awesome. They had barbacoa.
Barbacoa.
They had barbacoa.
It's all right.
They had carne asada tacos. Carne asada. Fill me in your mouth hole. So that just means that you didn't make it back to the taco truck area. And I hope to Jesus they had it, because they also had a Dippin' Dots truck.
Yeah, I saw the Dippin' Dots truck. I just never went down there.
Why didn't you get the Dippin' Dots? The Dippin' Dots is so awesome in your mouth holes.
So, do we have time for me to talk about what my experience and what I'm looking forward to?
Yeah, go for it. This is shit. We got time?
Okay. I'm just, well, because I mean...
Yeah, that's my experience.
It's kind of hard for me to go after that, but...
It's hard to follow the AwesomeCon. I'm not even lying.
I know. You really shouldn't have dropped that so early, because now I'm like, fuck, no matter what I say now, it will not equal out to the awesomeness of AwesomeCon.
Oh, seriously, I want to go to AwesomeCon. So I wish I could get t-shirts made up in time, but I can't.
It's like, know the true meaning of awesome. AwesomeCon.
Exactly. AwesomeCon 2013. Ask me about it.
Anyway, so my experience, you know, my anticipated... In, you know, experience.
What you looking forward to? What are you looking?
Essentially the same kind of things that you are.
AwesomeCon.
But I mean, I want. Yeah, I'm looking forward to AwesomeCon. But I'm really, like, I mean, last year I dipped my foot into the tabletop world.
Right.
Like, I put my foot in it.
You put your pinky toe in it.
No, I put my whole foot.
Really?
In it.
Your whole foot?
Because I did the interviews with Wizards of the Coast.
Yeah, I know.
But, and I put my foot in it. I did. And it was like, the water was warm, and I was like, I could do some laps in this.
Right.
But then I said, I'm hungry, and if I eat, I'll have to wait 30 minutes. And then I ate, and then I never went back. I never went back to the pool, and I feel really bad about it. And I actually want to, you know, spend a lot more time with games that are actually in that whole free-to-play area. Because, I mean...
Yeah, I think free-to-play needs more love, definitely.
It needs to be acknowledged.
Yeah.
And not snub because it's free, because let's face it, we're in a fucking recession, and not all of us have GameFly accounts, and even those of us who do don't always get the game we want to play.
Preach.
Right at the start.
Preach.
So.
Shut up, never mind.
But regardless, you know, in a time like this, you know, there are probably some really shiny, not just shiny, like, ooh, shiny, but I mean, shiny, interesting, intriguing, indulging. Engaging, right. Free-to-play games that no one's looking at because...
Vindictus is good.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Vindictus. But who's going to tell people about the vindictive types out there if no one... The minute you see free-to-play, you're like, oh, God, I have to worry about microtransactions. They're going to try to nickel and dime me for all the little things.
Dude, microtransactions hasn't hurt iOS, so get the fuck off it. Vindictus is an awesome game. If I had more time in my life, I would play Vindictus a lot more.
But I'm just saying... So, the minute people say free to play, they kind of snub their nose and be like, oh, well, it's free to play, so we all know we're going to get really laggy. And I mean, don't get me wrong, there's only so much that you can do for a game that you're not going to invest a lot in to get. So, yeah, there are some anticipated, you know, setbacks to that.
I never had lag when I played Vindictus.
Right, but I'm just saying. But
they use really good.
But I think here on Ash, we need to lay down
Maple the... Maple Story's pretty awesome, too.
What?
Maple Story.
I can't get into MapleStory.
I like watching MapleStory, but I can't play it. I don't have enough time.
But regardless, yeah. I feel like we need to pave a way to shine some light on that.
Yeah.
for those people who want to be active in their gaming passions but can't shovel out $60 every Tuesday mm-hmm. when a AAA title comes out.
I agree. Free to play needs more love.
So I want to go down the free to play road.
You down to FTP?
I am.
F2P?
Oh, free to. I'm like. You want me to put something on F2P. The? You want me to put something on the server? No, what?
Not FTP.
Yeah.
That's silly. F2P.
Oh, okay. Yes. Free to play. Yes. I want to venture down that and give that a much needed look over and exposure here in the land of Esh. I also
want a discount on Astro Gaming headsets.
I don't think it's gonna happen, but I'm totally gonna walk around maybe the first and second have them out and be like, it's like all for you, bro. You guys, I love you. And now I know how to do the heart thing with my hands. Because before I was like, no. But yes. And I mean,
I can't do that.
I was doing it like this. Because it's a little heart.
What the hell is wrong with you? Make a little, it's a little heart.
I could have done that in my video. I don't know why I didn't.
You could have done this in your video.
Anyway. But I definitely want to do that. I am going to have some time with 2K Games.
2K!
For Borderlands 2 exclusively. I'm going to have a nice visit with them. And
I will not be having a nice visit with Ubisoft about Far Cry 3, because after they invited me to set up an appointment, they called me back and told me actually we're all booked up. I'm a little pissed about that.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting on Square Enix to let me know if I can get my hands on Kingdom Hearts 3D, mm-hmm. which is like Dream Drop Distance. Mm-hmm. Which sounds like something you do with an egg. You dream about the egg, you drop it into the pan, and it's a distance in terms of time to cook it.
I also
want to get some hands on, hopefully, with the Final Fantasy Theater Rhythm.
Because I saw it, and I gotta tell you, I don't know if I'm gonna play it. Because what it looks like is like Mad Maestro with just Final Fantasy FMVs playing behind it. I saw some gameplay online. I was like, guys,
because they're making one for the 3DS, which is kind of like Elite Beat Agents. That's the one I'm talking.
Okay, because the one that I saw, I was like,
So but if I get the time to sit down with them, then mm-hmm. I hope I get hands on with that. And I actually want to get some more mobile gaming underneath my belt and some more mobile exposure. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, you tell me all the time, you know, I have an iPhone and I barely use it as a phone and don't play games
you
on
damn sure don't use it as a phone.
I don't. And I have
You use it as a messaging service.
And I have a 3DS and I barely use that. I mean, I did play Star Fox on it, but I haven't, nothing else has called out to me. And I feel bad because I definitely want to utilize the whole possibility of mobile gaming.
I know, you didn't even pick up Kid Icarus. I was really kind of surprised by that.
I did not.
I totally thought you were going to pick up
Icarus. I thought I was too. And I don't even have the weird Morphe thing that you're supposed to play it on now with the other swirly thing. Yes, because I know what the analog stick. That's the word. The swirly thing I like.
The swirly thing you like.
But I want to get more exposure in the mobile gaming because I do feel like that is the most prevalent direction that gaming is taking right now. And I think mobile gaming is really going to be a force to be reckoned with in the future.
Absolutely. I think, you know, just looking at one of the things that does make PAX unique is the amount of stuff for mobile gamers to do. You know, you walk in, you've got all the beanbags for people just to sack out and play games together.
I wonder if this year, because they knew better, if they're actually not going to have just an area full of beanbags, but if they're actually going to, like, spread them out.
Yeah, I think they learned just from the con funk that happened on that corner of that floor.
That and the Capcom booth. Capcom booth, you need to have Febreze spritzing out.
It wasn't the Capcom booth. It was the fact that they were across from the Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic booth. That, let's not get it twisted, that's where the funk was coming from. It was just that poor Capcom was stuck in the back corner.
All those nerds were just excreting so much excitement that it reeked.
Behind the Knights of the Old Republic booth. And so it just smacked you in the face like, whoa!
Oh. It's like someone went to the taco truck. But several people went to the taco truck.
Several people should not have gone to the taco truck.
Particular corner, and you knew when you were in it.
Oh, man, as soon as you hit it, you're like, ooh, Lordy.
Something
Jesus.
Is foul in Capcom.
Something is not right in Denmark.
But That's my direction really this year. I mean, I've got only two
free to play, tabletop,
and
mobile.
I really want to really have a better understanding of it, and be a better gamer for it.
Aww. You're going for a different type of enlightenment than I'm going for. But both on paths to enlightenment. Aww, that's so cute.
I'm trying. Not to mention...
I also want swag.
Wow, you totally just went from enlightenment to, like, degradation.
Yeah, I want stuff.
You're like, oh, like, the clouds opened up and the beam came down and it touched you, and you were like,
free stuff!
You were like, oh my god, like a bag
walked by that said...
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. Hey, I am...
This year I'm getting in line for my PAX merch.
Oh, you learned?
I learned my fucking lesson.
It only took two PAXes, right?
Yep. So, third time's a charm.
Yeah, so each year... PAX creates and has a limited run of PAX, whatever the year is, scarves. And they're very nice scarves.
And t-shirts.
Mm-hmm. And the first year that we went, Pandalicious laughed at me in the face when, instead of getting in the line to go to the keynote that Will Wheaton was speaking at, I got in the merch line. And I said, yeah, those scarves are pretty neat, and I don't know that they're going to be available all day. At which point, Pandalicious laughed at me and said, dude, I'm just going to get one after the keynote. And I went, okay.
Yeah.
And what happened, Pandalicious?
They were gone.
They were what?
Sold out.
And they weren't sold out for just the day.
They were gone.
Sold out for the entire
event
weekend. Year two pops up. We get our media badges. Ninja gets in the merch line. Pandalicious laughs at Ninja and says... I'll get mine after the keynote. And I tell Pandalicious, now remember last year, you didn't get in the line and you didn't get one. And he said, it's just day one. This keynote isn't longer than the last one.
It wasn't. Fine.
And what happened, Pandalicious?
They were sold out for the weekend.
And you had such sad face
that you gave me last year's scarf.
That I stood in line for and purchased. I'm not giving you my scarf this year.
No, because this time I have learned that I'm going to get my media pass.
Yes.
I'm going to kiss it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I love it. And then I'm going to walk my black ass to the merch line.
And you're going to stand in that merch line with me.
And I'm going to have my 3DS on because I'm going to get so many fucking street passes, it's not even funny.
Yeah, I think I'm going to bring my 3DS.
I'm really bringing my 3DS because, like I said, I do want more exposure in mobile. But I just want more people to pass me.
I know, my little dungeon me thing is so sad because the only person that ever fights for me is you.
Of course, because I'm your sister and I got your back.
Well, that and you're in the house, so when I turned it on, I was like, you got three people that met you. I was like, oh, did some of the kids that go to school walk by? Nope, I just met you three times.
Yeah, no, we just keep passing each other to, like, two ships in the night.
Yep.
But, and that, it's really sad that a lot of my backing for even getting my 3DS was the Street Pass shit. And that's more or less thanks to when I was at E3 last year, standing
all
in line.
All the AR stuff?
Not even that, but I was standing in line for the Microsoft presser, and I was there with my good friend Kropotkin from Super Happy Fun Time Show. Who will be at PAX East this year.
Yeah, boy!
And him and his underling.
And his. Him.
He and his underling, I think.
Minion.
Sven? I think. I don't know, so I hope he doesn't listen. I'll ask him this upcoming weekend.
What's your name is?
What's your name?
Can I get your digit?
But they both had 3DSs, and they were just going through all the people that they met. They met people from, like, Spain and from here, and I'm like, I know has one. And then on top of that, when I went to the Nintendo booth, a lot of the when you were talking to people, you know, they had QR codes.
Yep.
That would pull up their...
Yep.
Their Miis.
Yep.
And, of course, the minute I'm talking to a guy and I'm having a great conversation, he's like, oh my god, do you have a 3DS so that you can grab me? And I was like, no. But Hamster was like, bitch, I do. And he...
Tink.
So I'm like, fuck it, I'm getting a 3DS so I can be cool.
You got peer pressure to get a 3DS.
Yeah, but then when I heard Star Fox was coming, I was like, alright, sold.
Done deal.
Doubly sold.
Yep. Alright, so, last question before we go. Because we've talked about our experience, what we're expecting out of PAX East. You can expect a lot of this stuff.
Don't forget the World is Square. They're performing on Friday. They're opening up the whole jam space and concert
thing. Yeah, what she said. I'm looking forward to them too.
Yeah, that should be a good time. I'm definitely looking forward to going to the Gamers Gone Wild party. I have enjoyed it every year that we've gone.
I want
to
find love at a con.
I want to find love in this con. In this con.
Yes. Oh my god. That would be so cool.
Just run around and you go, Jason? Jason!
It happened last year.
I know, run around. And if somebody runs up to you,
he's got to have a green shirt and a red balloon.
And then marry him.
That's a little fast.
I'm just saying.
I said love, not marriage. They're two very different things.
But
love and marriage. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, but ultimately, I keep saying ultimately.
Ultimately, epically, total. Awesomeness. The awesome con.
Awesome con 2013. Brought to you by Ninja System Pandalicious.
Wouldn't that just be Ash?
If everybody got behind it, yeah, it did.
The Ash movement.
All right, moving right along. So you said that, you know, other events that you went to, you got peer pressured basically into desiring a 3DS.
It's not gonna happen for the Vita. I'm telling you that right now.
No, that was
because
my question.
Because Certified Geek got a Vita.
Yeah,
and he's been singing its praises since. Day, and he brought it to like my cool hipster cafe place where I get my meat and cheese and shit.
And he
was like, just touch it. And I'm like, I know what you're trying to do. I'm like, I'm not touching. He's like, you want to touch it. So of course then I'm touching it. And like, I didn't get the tingle. Like, granted, when I touched Crops 3DS because he let me hold it.
You got a tingle?
I did.
You got a tingle when you touched Crops, but you didn't get a tingle when you touched Certified Geeks.
That sounds so wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, it does, Pandalicious.
It does. But, no. But anyway, I'm not even going to address that with words. And, I mean, it
just
was...
that face.
Don't get me wrong. The Vita was very pretty. Like, that screen was phenomenal.
Well, it should be.
But my hands did not say, you have to have this. And I was like, good, I'm glad, because I don't know how I would afford it, and I don't think I should steal from Certified Geek, because he kind of knows where I live.
Yeah, no, you can't steal that.
You gotta steal from strangers.
Here's the deal.
I don't condone stealing.
This is what I think. If I'm looking and I could spend the same amount of money on a PS Vita to play a bunch of games that I'm not playing now mobily, or I could get the Nike Fuel Band, which is the workout band.
Oh. I want to get the shoes that have the wedgie thingy. Or the ones that are like toes. Have you seen those shoes? The Fight Fila fucking shoes that have spaces for your individual toes and shit? Like creepy running shoes.
The ones that make you look like...
You're barefoot, but you're not because your feet aren't black with like neon green stripes.
Or get the Up Band from Jambox, which basically does the same thing. Except that one's $160 less than a Vita. There are other nerd gadgets that I'm more interested in.
I would rather take the money for a PS Vita.
Yeah.
And I'd rather buy more jewelry from, where we get our necklaces from.
Lickety Cut?
Yeah, from that. I would also want to get all the Sonic screwdrivers from the doctors. I'd want to get some more Doctor Who shirts. And I'd want to get more shirts from T-Fury.
So
I would rather spend it on nerd chic fashion than a mobile device.
All right. Fair enough. I think that this has been a good episode. I think you guys have a pretty good understanding of what the coverage from us is going to be like this year on PAX East. We are going to do our damnedest to present what it's actually like to attend the event. Not just interviews, although we're going to have some of those.
There might be some pictures of me crying like, I need foods! Because for a while there's definitely happened.
That going on. But we...
It's like, eat all the tacos!
But we're definitely going to have some interesting stuff. I'm going to be uploading video to our Facebook page and linking to it, so you definitely want to.
How would you put it on our fucking YouTube page? Because, you know, we have one for, you know, video and shit.
And because then, it's easier for me to upload video from my iPad directly to the fucking Facebook page than to the YouTube. But for you, Pandalicious, I will get it onto the YouTube. How about that?
We should both be present on our YouTube. Because YouTube now, to me, feels more like MeTube and not UsTube.
That's because it is YouTube.
But it should be us tube.
But it's YouTube. It's not us tube.
It should be us tube.
But it's YouTube.
Because there's like one video with you in it. Yep. So it's mildly us tube. But it's mostly me tube. And that just makes me seem kind of, oh, I don't know, arrogant, conceited. Like, hey guys, look at me. I'm right here. Me, me, me.
Well, Panda, I mean.
I know I am like me, me, me. But even I have to go, bitch, tone it down some. People are going to hate you soon. Because you're always talking about me.
Ah! Oh. I'll try. We'll see. Right. I'll see. Because
maybe we'll make a vid rhythm game or video. Maybe just we'll like a hot mess.
Right. But you gotta remember, I'm just bringing the iPad, the iPhone, and the looksee. So
I'm bringing my Air and my 3DS.
Yeah.
And my wallet with hopefully money in it.
Hopefully.
Yeah,
so I'm just bringing those. So my edit and upload stuff is going to be limited. So we'll see what...
Worst case scenario, I'll have my Air, so we can always upload it through my Air.
I know, but that means I'm going to transfer it off the iPad
yep.
to your Air, mm-hmm. edit it, upload it.
Yep.
So there's... We can do it. I'm just saying, you know, I know that it's just the, hey, here's a video, quick trim, boom, it's on the Facebook. I don't know that it's, hey, here's a video, edit it, quick trim, boom. It's on the YouTube. If the process is the same, then the videos will be on the YouTube, and you can find out about all that stuff on our website, but we'll also be posting photos, because I'm going to be taking photos like a mad woman with both of my devices and sharing those definitely on our Facebook page as well as our website. So we are going to do our damnedest to present what it is like to attend PAX East for those of you who are probably not going to get to come to Boston to go to the event. And then we'll let you know when we have our podcast episode next week. We do our roundup on the event of,
I think for our round table, I'm totally going to bring a picture. I'm going to bring my face pillow. And I'm going to make everybody in our round table take a picture with my face pillow.
You do realize that some people are going to do some really inappropriate things to that face pillow if you do that. Remember who's going to be at our round table. And who potentially could be at our round table. Do you really want to subject your face pillow to that? Are you going to want to put your face on that face pillow after that?
Think about that. Snuggle with my face pillow. Isn't that now? Talk about conceited.
Yeah,
I sleep
really,
with my face.
You're the one who's worried about it. You sleep on your face.
I sleep on my face.
Anyway.
Thank you, Kayla.
To check all the stuff out that we're going to do around PAX East, you've got to visit us on our website, www.electricsisterhood.com. Or you can use our short address, which is...
ESH.co. That's ESH.co. The short address will bounce it along when you can check out any articles that are written within the week. All questions and comments should go to our Facebook fan page, Land of Ish. Like us. We need some more likes, guys. Get on that. But if you don't want to do that, then you can go to iTunes, plug us in, and check out our podcast there.
Yep, absolutely, you want to do that. Visit the iTunes Music Store or the Microsoft Marketplace. Search for Electric Sisterhood, and when the result pops up and you see our pretty little podcast icon, make sure that you click that beautiful little subscribe button to ensure that the moment we put our podcast out for consumption, you can consume it.
But if you don't live La Vida I, then you can find us by looking at any RSS feeder or any podcast search engines. But if you're looking for us, you should look for the other shows that fly underneath our banner.
That's right, because we are family.
We are family.
We have all our podcast brethren and sistren with we.
Why don't you come podcast with me?
All right, that was clever. Like Gold Star from Pandalicious. Our podcasts go out typically on Mondays, poppin' fresh. But you can follow that up on Tuesday with an episode of the Boston Bastard Brigade podcast, which we highly recommend. It's co-hosted by one of our homeboys, King Baby Duck. And, well, those Bostonians, they have some opinions about video games.
Them bastards got thoughts about stuffs all the time.
And sports and shit. They are the testosterone to our estrogen. So if you need to get down and you want to know what's going on and around, you definitely want to check them out. On Wednesdays, there's a new episode of the Geek Aggro podcast that is held down by our homeboy Deuce as well, that gets your nerd needs fed in another way. Mostly computers and gadgets and gizmos. Aplenty. Come on. And for the rest of the week, well, there's all the stuff that we write about on our respective websites, which you can find conveniently located in one place, landofesh.com, which is functioning properly again. So thanks for all your feedback about that, guys. And you can also find issues of our magazine on the website and purchase them, either print versions or PDF versions. You know, if you want to get down on the digital, put it up on your PDF readers on your digital mobile devices and whatnot, and peruse the awesomeness that is our magazine. There's the Twitter stuff that we do, and all of us are all over the Twitters. To find everyone that makes up the Land of Esh, visit my page, twitter.com/NoonToSista, and check out the Land of Esh list. Then, like Panelicious said, we're on Facebook. Ask us questions, interact with us, make suggestions of stuff that you would like to see us cover or hear about our opinions on. Whatevs, just share, it's cool. No big whoop, we'll have coffee, we'll chat. Whatev. So yeah, that's all the different ways that you can get down with us. We're so all up in your internets.
And don't forget, my videos air every Friday on our YouTube page.
Freakin' Fridays with Pandalicious.
But anyway,
shit you diggin' this week, Pandalicious goo. I know what it is.
You do?
I do.
You do?
Yeah, you're wearing it. Well, you typically are wearing it.
Actually, no.
What?
I'm digging Doctor Who this week,
oh,
bitch.
Oh, my God.
Who do you do, Doctor Who do? Oh. I do, do.
You are do, do.
No, I love it. Love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. Love it. Dig it. I'll probably dig it for several weeks going out.
What about you, Doctor Who, huh? I actually am digging Lickety Cut. So, really quickly, I got a fantastic necklace. You will probably see a bunch of pictures from PAX East with me wearing this necklace that has my gamer tag on it, my pen name, as you know, Ninja Sister, from a great craft shop on Etsy called Lickety Cut. They do custom acrylic cut jewelry. If you haven't checked them out, you should. We'll be sure to include a link. Let them know that you heard about them from us. I love what they do. They're really fantastic craftspeople over there. I love the necklace.
I love my necklace and earring set.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to actually getting some rings done. So, LicketyCut, Etsy.com. Love it, love it, love it. That's the show this week, people. We will catch you next week from the PAX East floor. I am Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
We are out of here, people.
Bye.
Bacon.